This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will begin today with a little game of economic would you rather. Nothing salacious here. It's a family program after all, but the spirit of the game surely applies. So here we go. Would you rather have a Chinese economy growing at the relatively paltry rate of 7.3%, as we learned today, that is its slowest growth rate in 5 years, or would you rather have a European economy in its third recession in just about the same length of time? We asked Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson to consider this cheery question to start us off today. Which of these stalling economies is a greater threat to us?
China is the world's second largest economy, but Europe's an important trading partner. So whose troubles hurt us most?
If I was picking, I would be picking Europe.
Ken Smethers is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. He says Europe tends to buy pricey goods from the U.S., like machines.
You know, with China, not only is it a much smaller trading relationship, the margins that we get with what we're trading is a lot different. Our biggest export, for example, is soybeans.
So slower economic growth in China matters less to the U.S. than the slowdown in Europe. In addition to exports, Gary Heffbauer with the Peterson Institute for International Economics says Europe can also impact our stock markets.
Things look depressed in Europe, so European shares are cheaper. So that's going to ripple over to U.S. shares because some investors will say, well, let's buy those cheap European shares instead of the more expensive U.S. shares.
Heffbauer says Europe's been dragged down by the debt of its countries and a lack of agreement on how to combat its sluggish growth. On the other hand, China's slowdown is at least partially by the design of its leaders, says Nicholas Consonary with the Eurasia Group. So while many investors are fearful of the slowdown,
I think it is very clear that transitioning into a phase of slower, more sustainable growth is a healthy, and not just healthy, but also necessary adjustment for China.
He says a more stable China with stronger consumer spending could actually be good for the U.S. in the long term. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.